Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our completion ritual session today. I will just wait for a few people to join me live because I want to make sure that everyone can hear me. So if you are joining me live, and when you join live, strictly here, can you let me know that you're here and say hello to me? Because I just want to make sure my audio is working before I begin. Looks like we might have some people joining. If you're coming in live as you're joining me, it's 1 minute past 11 here in Sydney. If you're joining me, say hello. Let me know that you can hear me. Hi, Haley. Hi, Charlotte. All right, beautiful. People can hear me. You can hear me clearly? All right. I've tried to set up a nice little space here. I've got my diffuser going. I've got my candle going. I've got some music playing. I can hear my neighbor downstairs sweeping, so I hope he's not too noisy. But I'm trying to create a nice little space for us to come together. So this is beautiful to be here with you. If at any point my audio or video doesn't look right to you, let me know, because I'm just streaming some music off YouTube next to me, and I wasn't sure if streaming that alongside streaming this would interfere with my connection. So, Michelle, hello. If at any point anything looks, my audio and video looks off sync to me. Can you just let me know, does it look like my video and audio is syncing up to you? I just want to make sure we're all good to go. Okay. All right, my loves, what I'm going to do to begin. So I've got my essential oils diffusing. I've got my candle going. I've got some music playing. I suggest setting yourself up in a nice little space, somewhere where you're cozy and comfortable, where you have everything that you need, where you can relax for the next sort of 20 to 30 minutes, however long we're going to run for. Have a crystal on you if you are a crystal person. If you're not, don't worry about it. I've also got some decks of oracle cards next to me because we're going to pull one right at the end. So if you want your deck of oracle cards, get that. I have my completion letter. Oh, I affected my light there. If you haven't finished or written your completion letter yet, don't worry too much. But you can always rework through this exercise at another time. So I would suggest reusing this. I'm gonna be practicing this ritual a few times myself, and I'm gonna continue revisiting it and rewriting my letter and, redoing it all. But today is just a beautiful starting point. Oh, I can hear. Oh, sorry, there's more comments. Susie, candles, tea, journal ready. Michelle, everything looks okay. Haley, all looks synced, beautiful. To Amanda, it looks a little off sync. I know, I wasn't sure if I need to turn off my music to ensure the connection's looking okay. Can someone else let me know your thoughts? Charlotte's already pulled an oracle card, and it was one about releasing soul patterns, contracts, and past lives. So that's perfect. Okay. Anyone else have a second opinion on whether my audio and video are synced? I just want to make sure that it's looking okay before I dive into the full exercise, because to me, it's looking a little off sync. I'm just going to clear our space. I've got some Palo Santo. So you can use Palo Santo or sage to cleanse your space. And I just light it, let it smoke. How good is the smell of that? Charlotte says I'm looking synced for her audio and video. Thank you for letting me know. Oh, who else loves Palo Santo? Do you guys love this stuff? All right, so let's just set the intention. If you've got something to clear your space with, let's clear the space. Clean the slate. Release anything from this space that doesn't need to be here. Mush it around yourself a little bit. Beautiful. I'm going to try to put that out. You know, sometimes Palo Santo doesn't light much, and the other times it just won't go out. Okay. Beautiful. Susie says, synced and clear. Michelle says, yes. Okay, my loves, let's go. Okay. First of all, I want you to ground your feet down onto the floor. If you can, put your feet on the floor, depending on where you're sitting. And I want you just to wiggle your toes into the floor. Really feel your feet anchored and grounded. down into the floor. Just feel your connection to the earth. Feel your connection to this present moment. Feel all of your energy and your awareness, your mind, your focus coming into the here and now. Take a deep breath. Breathe down into your belly. Just really holding that intention to just pull all of your energy into the here and now, because sometimes we are off thinking about other things, thinking about what happened 5 minutes ago, thinking about what we have to do after this. So just bring all of your energy in. Feet anchored down. A couple of deep belly breaths. And choose an intention for this session. What is your intention for being here? For making this time to show up for yourself today, what is your intention for this activity, for this exercise? What is your intention for this completion ritual? Okay. I'd love to know if you want to share with me in the comments what came through for me was my intention is to set myself free. To set myself free from everything that's on my list. What's your intention? Okay. I'm going to guide you through a couple of things today now that I'm feeling a little bit more centered. We're going to work through our completion letter. We're going to do a little activity with that. Like I said, if you haven't written it or haven't finished it, don't worry. I sat down to work on it this morning and I was amazed at how much flowed through. But then I remember feeling, I'm going to want to revisit this again. I'm going to want to do this again. And I feel like there's more that's going to want to flow through the next time that I do this. So you can revisit this as many times as you want. I suggest continuing to do it. We're going to do a little exercise around that. I'm then going to guide you through a little bit of energy work around just clearing off and cutting the ties to anything residual from this year, a person, a negative situation, anything where maybe you've given your power away, where something still has control over you and how you're feeling. And then we're going to do a little exercise just bringing in you, a past version of yourself, a current version of yourself. We're going to bring you in to sit opposite yourself. We're going to do a little exercise with that. So I'm anticipating we'll be here probably for 20 to 30 minutes because it's taking a little while just to get us eased in. Beautiful. All right. So intentions, surrender and letting go, to lift any heaviness, to let go of what isn't serving, to release what's holding me back and negativity, to be able to move forward to be the kind of person I want to be without these things, behaviors, thoughts holding me back. Beautiful. Hold that intention in your heart as you step into this exercise. Just making sure that you are feeling centered and grounded and present. And ready. Make the decision that you're ready. Okay. Let's bring up our list, our letter. So, how did you feel writing out this letter? I just first of all want to acknowledge all of you for the work you've been doing this week. Some of the journaling prompts I've given you have been challenging. They have been a little bit confronting. They've got you looking at some things, getting honest with yourself. So I just want to honor you and acknowledge you for whatever you've been willing to look at and face this week. And I want to honor your courage and your commitment for coming on this journey, for being willing to face it and feel it and dive into it. Because it takes a lot sometimes. But just trust whatever's been coming up for you through this experience. So wherever your completion letter is at right now, just let it be there and know that you can revisit this. And I want you to hold it and I want you to look at it. And I just want you to notice how you feel as you look over this list, and however you wrote this letter is totally fine. The way I chose to work with it was I sat down this morning and I wrote the cycles and chapters that I'm ending this year are, and I wrote them all out. And I looked at things where, you know, I've been in patterns. I've been stuck. I've been in places of doing the same thing in the same way. I've been manifesting the same thing over and over. And then I wrote, this is what I'm releasing. And I wrote out everything I want to release. I wrote, I'm letting go of. And I wrote out everything I want to let go of. And this is more so stuff within myself. Feelings, ways of doing things, patterns. And I just want you to look over your list and just really feel everything that you want to let go of. Feel the pain or the struggle or the limitation that you've been experiencing as a result of living with these patterns, with these ways of being, with these ways of thinking. Really feel the impact it's been having on you. Feel what it's been causing you to miss out on. Feel what it's been holding you back from. Feel what it's been preventing you being able to have an experience in your life. And feel at the same time this feeling of like, I am so done with this. I don't need to continue doing this anymore. I don't need to continue living at this level. I don't need to continue running these patterns. Maybe I set these patterns up at a point in my life when I did need them. A past version of myself set them up to protect me, to keep me safe, to help me handle certain situations. Maybe I thought that the only way to get through a difficult time in my life was to shut down. Maybe I thought that the only time to make it through this year of my job or my business was to work really, really hard and deprive myself of joy and play. Maybe I thought I had to prioritize security over freedom. Maybe I thought I needed to protect my heart and I couldn't make myself vulnerable or open up or let people in. Maybe these were patterns of behavior and ways of doing things that I put in the past and they served me in the past, but they don't serve me anymore. I've outgrown them. I'm ready to release them. Just really be taking breath, just feeling, I would say feel into your heart space. And look, I've chosen to bring a rose quartz crystal in to the session today, and I'm gonna hold that over my heart. If you have a crystal, you might wanna hold it over your heart. I just want you to really take a couple of breaths into both the impacts that living in this way has had on you, and how ready you are to let this go. How ready you are to be free of this. Why you deserve to be free of this. Why you deserve more. Why you are ready to grow and expand. What we're going to do now, once you can really feel the impact of all of this and you can look at this and you can make the clear decision yourself that you don't need to operate in these ways anymore, that you can find new, upgraded, healthier, more resourceful, more empowering ways of acting and being and doing things, we're going to decide to let this go. Now, it's up to you how you want to do it. I'm personally going to rip up my page. If you have a pair of scissors, you can cut it. If you're somewhere safe where you're not going to set the house on fire, you can burn it. You can flush it down the toilet. You can do whatever you want. But I'm going to be moving through this with you now. We're going to be ripping this up as our way to say that we are complete. So before we do this, I want you to imagine you can call in the support of your higher self, of your angels, whoever you connect with, whatever your faith is around the higher form of support that you have in your life to help you and guide you. And I want you to imagine the presence of all this supportive energy around you. So it's not just you, you have the whole universe behind you. You have a team of angels and guides and support people, your higher self around you. I want you to imagine them wrapping you up in a big ball of golden healing light. And when you're ready, for some reason this feels really significant to me to start the ripping process. Like, before you start ripping, I want you to really decide that you're done. Is there any part of you that's almost afraid to let go of it? For some reason, I'm hesitating. Like, do I really want to let this go? All these things that have been keeping me safe and small. When you're ready, take a corner. And I want you to start ripping. I don't know why this feels so significant to me. As you're doing it, I want you to say, this is now done and complete. All of these old patterns, all of these old cycles, all of these old ways of doing things, all of these things that have been keeping me small, all of these things that have been causing me to miss out on what makes me happy in my life, all of these things that have been causing me to receive at a level that is less than what I deserve, they're done. I now no longer need to run these old patterns of behavior. This cycle of my life is complete. I am now choosing to close this off. I am now choosing to shed and release what is no longer serving me. I'm choosing to be free. As I rip up this letter, I am completing everything this year has brought me. I am completing what this year was about for me. I am saying farewell to the challenges, to the struggles, to the ways of living and being that are not going to carry me to where I want to go. I'm completing them. I'm ending them. I'm setting myself free. I'm setting myself free. Thank you for teaching me everything you taught me. Thank you for helping me learn and grow. Thank you for every experience you have brought me this year. Thank you for everything you have shown me and helped me learn about myself. Thank you. Through all of my most difficult experiences, I have learned something about myself. I have been shown something about myself. Even the things that I thought were negative and painful and hurtful, they served a purpose for me. Life has been trying to help me grow this year and prepare for what it is that I want, for what it is that I'm ready for. But this year, all of these lessons and learnings and experiences, I don't need to keep repeating these. I don't need to keep replaying these. I don't need to keep manifesting them anymore. I don't need to keep living at this level, in this way. It's time for new experiences. It's time for new chapters and cycles to begin in my life. It's time for new opportunities. It's time for me to discover my potential. It's time for me to be free. To discover what I'm capable of, to receive in bigger ways. I am releasing and letting go. I am shedding and breaking free. As I rip up this letter, I am completing all of this with love. Thank you, 2018. Thank you for helping me grow. Thank you for all that you taught me. All of this is now complete. I am making space for the new. And with every rip, another ending is happening, another layer is being shed. I am releasing. I am breaking free. I'm releasing layers of pain and sadness and isolation and heartbreak and disappointment and failure and struggle. I'm releasing everything that weighs me down, everything that doesn't make me happy, everything that's keeping me stuck. I'm letting it go. I'm letting go of scarcity. I'm letting go of lack. I'm letting go of limitation. I'm letting go of stress. I'm letting go of comparing myself to others. I'm letting go of dimming my light. I'm letting go of people pleasing. I'm letting go of being afraid. With every rip, I am letting this go. Release, release, release. Just feel it all in your body as you're releasing it, as you're letting it go. If there is any final part of me that is holding on, that is holding on because I feel like it is safe and comfortable and familiar where I am. If there is any part of me that is holding on because I don't know who I would be without this pattern, because I don't know what's next, because I don't know how to navigate this new territory, I am ready to let that part of me go because I know that I am safe and I am guided and I am supported. And I know that I'm ready. I'm ready for the new. I'm ready for my new chapter, my new cycle, my new destiny. I'm ready to discover more, of my potential. I'm ready to receive more love, more abundance, more success, and more happiness. And I don't need to hold on to this anymore. So I'm letting it go. I'm done. I'm complete. Thank you, 2018. Thank you for the lessons and the learnings and the growth. Thank you for helping me see what I'm ready to release, what I'm ready to move beyond, what I deserve to call in, what I'm capable and worthy of. Thank you for pushing me and challenging me, helping me be ready for what I'm now wanting to step into. Thank you. We are complete. For some reason I'm sweating. How are you feeling? Let me see if I can just get my light back in. I lost my light there a little bit. There it is. It's a bit better. How are you feeling? I hope you have a big pile of things ripped up. I felt a lot of energy in my body through that. Like I'm sweating and I feel it all through my heart. I'm just going to put this on my heart chakra just for a minute and just breathe into all of that. I feel quite a lot of emotion around part of me being like, no, don't take away my armor. Don't take away my self-protection. Don't take away the part of me that allows me to stay small. Remind yourself that you're ready. If at this moment you want to take what you've ripped up and you want to go flush it down the toilet, or you want to go burn it, or you want to go bury it in your backyard if you have one, you can go and take a moment to do that. I'm just going to sit here with my little rose quartz for a minute and just breathe into my heart. For some reason that felt really significant to me. I'd love to know how it felt to you. Beautiful. Wow, says Susie. I'm smiling a lot. Beautiful. You know, when we're doing work like this, sometimes we can feel a lot of energy moving through our body or coming off our body. It can just feel a little intense. So whatever you felt, just trust that. It will feel different for everyone. If you felt nothing, that's totally okay too. You can repeat this exercise as many times as you want. Haley felt powerful and a little scary. Michelle, freeing but now have a headache. Drink lots of water, my love. My feeling, for some reason, I felt to say to you, drop any resistance. Sometimes we can be resisting a little. Whatever's coming up for you, just trust it. It's okay. Drink lots of water. What I'm now going to get you to do is, if you have a crystal, hold it over your heart and close your eyes. And I want you to scan through your energy in your body. If there is any part of your body that's still holding on, just notice it. Scan through your mind, your jaw, your neck, your throat, your heart, your shoulders. And I like to imagine I'm getting like an energetic little sweeper, like a brush, and I'm just brushing anything off me. Ugh, yuck, for some reason I'm getting shivers. You just want a brush, like a little divine energy brush. You can just sweep off any, I'm feeling it a little bit on my shoulders, on my back, on my heart. I'm just brushing off in my mind's eye any negative energy, anything that feels like a remnant from this year. And I want you to see if there's one key experience or person, something that might still have an energy cord there, something that's still impacting how you feel emotionally or energetically, something that's still weighing on your mind, something that still feels like it's impacting you, you haven't fully let it go, it's hurt you. Maybe it was a really stressful experience. Maybe it was a relationship, something that happened with a person. Just trust whatever comes to mind first, and I want you to sit it right in front of you. Either an experience, something that happened, an event, or a person. I have a person coming to mind. I want you to sit in front of you. And if there is any residual energy between that person or that experience, just feel it. I'm seeing a person who was a big theme in my life this year, who I've done a lot of clearing around, but who I feel like hurt me, and I want to let this go. Whatever, if there's anything that's incomplete for you, just bring it in to sit in front of you and just say thank you. Thank you for what you taught me. Thank you for what you showed me. Thank you for how you helped me grow. but it's time to let go. Find this thing that you want to let go of. You don't want to carry forward. You want to release whatever energy is still around it. It's time to let go, to pull your power back out of the situation, to become whole and healed. If there is an energy cord between this person and yourself or the situation, maybe just imagine there is. Bring in a big pair of scissors right now. Golden divine scissors. And cut this cord to this negative event or situation or to this person. And feel the separateness now as that energy cord goes into them and your energy cord comes into yourself. Let them go, or let this situation go. Let this pain go. Reclaim your power. You choose how you want to feel about this. That situation does not have power over you and how you feel. Say thank you. I'm ready to release you. I have learned all I have been meant to learn here. Thank you for all you taught me. Thank you for how you helped me grow. We are complete. We're done. I'm setting you free. You no longer need to be on my mind, in my heart, in my energy space. And just imagine with your little energy clearing brush, you are just brushing off anything residual around that person, a situation, any emotion, any resentment, any attachment. Just imagine it floating off, whether it's a situation or the person, like a balloon. It's just leaving your space. There is just distance growing between you and this thing. It's floating off, going off to do its own thing, going off to leave you. Now you are turning to face another direction, to walk on a new path. Free from this situation or person. You are walking away wiser, stronger, more empowered, more sovereign, more clear. Again, just get this beautiful energy brush. Brush off anything that feels like it is remaining or residual from this year, anything negative, heavy. I like to brush off around like my heart chakra, my shoulders. It's clearing. Now finally, bring to sit in front of you a version of yourself. And just notice how she appears. Sometimes we will see a past self. You might see yourself from the start of this year. You might see yourself from a few years ago. You might see a future version of yourself, even your higher self, who you want to become. I personally am seeing the woman I was at the start of this year. The woman I was when I came into this year. She is sitting in front of me right now. What do you notice about her? I see a woman who is uncertain and she's feeling heavy and burdened and stressed. She's feeling unsure of herself. What do you see when you imagine the woman you were when you started this year? Just feel compassion in your heart for her. Feel love in your heart for her. Thank you. And just notice and reflect on how much you have grown and how much you have changed through the course of this year. Is there anything you're holding against that version of yourself? Is there anything that the parts of yourself through this year have done that you feel like were mistakes, that you feel upset at yourself about, where you feel like you failed, where you feel like you did the wrong thing? Think about any part of yourself from this year that you're still holding something against, angry at, upset at, frustrated at. And just look into the eyes of that part of yourself and just feel compassion for her, knowing she is and was doing the best that she could have possibly done with what she knew. And just choose to love her and support her. Choose to forgive her and commit to giving her what she needs to be empowered to do things differently, to giving her what she needs to show up as her best self, to do what makes you proud, to succeed and to thrive. That you're going to support her and love her and give her everything she needs to make next year the best year. The best year. So just give her a hug, send her some love from your heart, and as well, release her. Release this past part of yourself because she has served her purpose as well. And now just again, bring all your awareness into the here and now. Feeling yourself clear, cleansed, light, empowered, strong. And turn and face forward at the path that lies ahead of you now. And feel your readiness. Know that you couldn't have stepped into what lay ahead of you unless you'd had all of the experiences that you've had this year. They've all served a beautiful and powerful purpose. Just continue taking a few deep breaths into that space. Just really think about what you're going to need to support yourself to move forward. What you're committed to doing to helping yourself move forward. Feel the readiness for what lay ahead of you. Feel your desires. Feel what you want to receive. Feel what you want to call in. Feel who you want to be. See yourself being the person that you want to be. If there's anything you'd like to share in the comments about your experiences, let me know. Just type them in. Type in whatever you would like to share. And if you have a deck of oracle cards, I pulled a whole heap here and I chose to use using Archangel Oracle Cards by Doreen Virtue. Doesn't matter if you don't have any, I'll pull one for us all. Share with me in the comments, my friends, how are you feeling? I feel very cleansed, surprisingly. All right, so I'm just going to shuffle my cards here. And when it comes to doing things intuitively, you know, I just really trust the process. And I'm just going to shuffle cards until either one jumps out or I feel the stop. But just ask your angel or your guides for a piece of guidance, something that... Ooh, there we go. She's a beautiful one, this one. Passion. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. That's a nice one. I'm going to pull a couple more because I feel to. Haley's feeling light and calm. Beautiful. Oh, we have a random fairy. I have a random fairy card in here, which happened to be new career. Your work is shifting into a positive, new, and successful direction. I feel like that's for someone. There's a reason the fairy snuck into my deck. Susie, feeling much lighter, calmer, and full of love. Beautiful. Oh, we just had another flip. This is a nice one. You know what to do. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. I keep losing my light when I hold up the, sorry guys, I always have to do this to get the light to come back in. Interesting. So this is about, both of these say trust in them. Both of them are talking about trusting your inner knowledge and trusting what you feel. How else are we feeling? Charlotte, oh, me too. Oh, beautiful. That's me. I just started a new job. I did as well a month ago. Yep. Let's see. I feel like we've got a few more people that want to come through. I feel like Archangel Michael wants to come through. He was calling me, the Archangel Michael deck. If anyone's got cards and you've been pulling some, make sure you post and let us know what's coming out for you. See what Michael wants to say. I'm aware I've gone way over 20 to 30 minutes, but you know, this is what I'm like. I always go over time. But you can just use parts of this exercise. I hope this was powerful for you. I really enjoyed doing this. Guys, I just, whoa, the energy coming in at the moment. Hang on. I've just been getting like these really intense energy hits, particularly this morning. My guides are just doing something to my heart chakra at the moment. Like I feel like I'm about to burst into tears. I'm getting this, it's really intense, this really powerful feeling like there are hands on my heart ripping open. Oh, it's making me want to cry. All of the armor on my heart. Oh, ow. They're just like, it's like when Superman goes, where he gets his like shirt and he goes, and he rips open his shirt and underneath it is the Superman sign. That's what I'm seeing. This feeling of like the revealing of the heart energy. Whew. Tell me more. I want to know more about how you're feeling. Oh, okay. Interesting. This flipped. Take time making this decision. Archangel Michael, please help me stay strong and relaxed as I approach this situation. Remind me to detach and step back, allowing the situation to naturally unfold. Thank you for protecting me. That has a bit of a trust energy to it as well. Who relates that energy of needing to trust at the moment? All right, just a couple more cards and then we'll wrap up. Oh, interesting. Here's another one. Very similar theme. Honor and trust your feelings. Support, guide me, and protect me as I listen to and act upon my feelings. Help me express my emotions with love. Understand, express my emotions. Again, heart chakra stuff. So much trust needed, Haley. And this is a beautiful one. Now, this is like the sword that comes in, like the scissors to cut from the past. He's saying detach from the situation. Archangel Michael, I ask you to use your flaming sword to cut any attachment to fear or drama, that I may be, and that I may be centered in the knowledge. It's hard to read back the front. Knowledge and peace. That peace is everywhere within me and in this situation. I think I read that right. Beautiful. All right, I'm going to do one last one from the goddesses. This is the goddess guidance deck. Like I said, my friends, with this exercise, work through it numerous times if you need to. And let's see what the goddesses want to say. Goddesses, what messages do you have for my beautiful 21 days of journaling community? What do these women need to know? What guidance and support can you offer them? What is the key message that you want to communicate to my women? We've got nothing jumping out yet. I mean, this is how I use cards, my friends. Everyone's a little bit different with how they use them, but I just shuffle until something jumps. And it's funny because I can feel when the deck isn't very jumpy. Nothing's really getting sticky at the moment. They're sort of just interesting. Something usually always jumps out. Is that like? Maybe they don't want to share anything. We have so many. I don't need that many cards, goddesses. I could just sit here with you guys all day and play and pull cards. But I'm sure you probably need me to wrap up soon, and I will. Okay, here we go. Oh, beautiful. She's a very powerful one, and there's a lot of fire in her heart. Bridget, don't back down. Stand up for what you believe is right. Interesting. That message is for someone. Hang on, let me get my light back in here. And I thought I'd just look at the bottom of the deck. Carly. Endings and beginnings. The old must be released so that the new can enter. Beautiful. All right, my loves. Michelle says, I pulled cards from the Queen of the Moon Oracle and got pleasure, assessing, and growth, which all makes sense to me right now. Perfect. All right, beautiful ones. Take all of this. If you haven't as yet, do something with it. Get rid of it. Burn it. I keep losing my light whenever I do that. I might flush mine or burn it. Actually, I'll do something with it. Reuse this ritual. Do it again and again. I will see you all on Tuesday in our New Beginnings class. I have so much to share with you there, and I'm going to do a New Beginnings ritual next weekend as well. And then we'll have a group coaching call. So I just want to acknowledge all of you for all of the journaling work that you're doing. You're amazing. I'm so proud of you all, and I'm loving sharing this journey with you, and I hope that this ritual has been supportive for you. I'm going to let you enjoy either your Saturday evening or your Sunday, depending on where you are, and thank you for being here with me. I love you all very much. Send you all lots of love, and we'll talk again soon. See you, everyone. My pleasure, Susie. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Haley. Bye, my friends. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Charlotte. All right, I'm going to quick end now. Bye.